All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Hi, I'm Gene Rayburn, and I'd like to welcome everyone connected with the Valvoline Oil Company to NBC Radio's weekend show. You know, Monitor is unlike any other program on radio today. To give you all the news as it happens, we can rely on broadcasting's largest news organization, NBC News. To give you the best in music, we make our selections from the biggest names in the record industry, and to those who soon will be big. And just for fun, we go directly to the top clubs in the United States to record the live performances of comedy greats. We also have theater and book reviews, celebrity interviews, complete sports coverage, even a resident psychologist. You name it, and if it's something you want to know, something you need to know, Monitor's got it. Now, to give you an idea of how your commercials will sound on our weekend program, listen.
A Monitor tip on the care of your car. If you hear a sputtering or roaring sound coming from under the midsection of the car, it's likely that the muffler, exhaust, or tailpipe is damaged or rusted through. The defective part should be replaced without delay in order to prevent poisonous fumes from entering the passenger compartment. Another tip for you.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Yes, all you need to know about motor oil is it's Valvoline. Because Valvoline is the high-performance motor oil that's race-proofed for your car.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline. Valvoline.
We could say that Valvoline delivers the toughest defense against wear at high engine temperatures. And Valvoline extends life of bearings, cams, lifters, and other vital engine parts. But all we ask is that you remember this next time you change motor oil.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline. Valvoline, it's Valvoline.
Millions of people across the country will be hearing that commercial because they've got the Monitor habit. Here's one reason why.
My father never understood me, really. I mean, he was always saying, like, what's wrong with that boy? You know, I put a frog in his milk one time, man. It was really cool, man. Put that frog in his milk. He didn't even know it, man. He went to reach for his milk and the frog. What's wrong with that boy? My mom thought it was funny. Mom was on the floor with me laughing, man. We were just laughing away, man. Father didn't understand me, man. One time I painted butterflies on his drawers, man. I loved it, man. Now, mothers cannot handle children the way fathers do. See, so mothers cry a lot. You give a mother a present. I walk in Mother's Day, man. I give her a thing. Here, Mom, take this. Mama says, oh, it's so wonderful. You know, and they always sit down with the apron. Oh, it's so wonderful. And you pat your mom on the head. Oh, Mom, you're so wonderful. I love you. And you feel groovy and good because you've given her a thing for Mother's Day, and she's crying and everything, see. But by the same token, I could always get my way if I cry. See, that's psyching Mom. I walk in, Mom, can I have a nickel? No, you can't have a nickel. I don't have a nickel to give you. But listen, Mom, Richie's got a nickel, and Larry's got a nickel, and Charlie's got a nickel, and all the guys in the neighborhood got a nickel except me. I don't have nothing.
Here, here's a nickel.
Okay, thanks a lot, babe. See, now a father is... That's a father. Description of a father. Now, how can you identify with that? You know, you walk in, ready for the psych. Hey, Dad! Can I have a nickel? Okay, I'll go someplace else and get it or something like that. See, that's a father, man. Now, at night, when there's fooling around going on, and you and your brother are doing something, and you're always kidding around, and Mother says, "Will you please shut up?" "Okay, well, we cut it out." And you keep going doing thing because it's only Mom, and she can't whip both of you at the same time, and so forth. So I said, "Will you cut it out? I'm not fooling around." You know, that doesn't mean. But if Dad ever said, "All right." Dun, 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 dun. You better walk away clean, man. Walk away clean, because that's the old gunfighter, Jack.
And another reason so many people stick with Monitor is this ex-major league catcher. He says he played so bad, they didn't even put his picture on the bubblegum cards. Go, Joe.
One of the longest running battles in professional basketball was the one between the NBA referees on one side and Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach on the other. Then last season, the referees looked like they had finally won as Auerbach gave up his coaching duties, turned the team over to player coach Bill Russell, and became the team's general manager. Not long ago, I had a chance to visit with Red Auerbach, and the subject naturally got around to referees. I asked Red if the feud had finally ended, and he gave me an example of how some leopards really have a problem changing their spots.
Last year, I did the color during the playoffs. And after the first game, I got a letter from Walter Kennedy. He says, "I thought we got you off the bench." And here you are up there doing the color, and you're picking on the referees. He said, "Cut it out." I said, "Walter, it just so happens you're right." And I had to agree with him, and I did cut it out to a certain extent.
To an extent.
It's just one of those things, because it takes a certain type of an individual to be a referee.
It takes a certain type of an individual to get kicked out of an all-star game. Isn't that what happened to you?
Oh, that was...
Wasn't your fault, I know.
No, it wasn't. That was an idiotic thing. I think somebody wanted to attract attention to himself. He figures, it's like they used to tell the rookies, if you can handle Red Auerbach, you can make the league. So the kid wanted to make the league. So first thing I do, I come out of a ball game, I say, "Oh, out."
That was the referee's friend, Boston Celtics general manager Red Auerbach. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
And that's not a bad spot for another example of how Valvoline and Monitor will team up. Next, a Monitor travel safety tip. Don't be a tailgater when driving. For every 10 miles per hour of speed, you should be at least one car length away from the car in front of you. At high speed, it's well to double or triple this rule of thumb. Now let's hear from the Valvoline Oil Company.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline. Valvoline.
I don't know anything about motor oil and engines. I just know the oil goes in that thingamajig so that the what's-its-name won't do something or other.
That's our whole point.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Yes, all you need to know about motor oil is that it's Valvoline, because Valvoline is the high-performance motor oil that's race-proofed for your car. Valvoline delivers the toughest defense against wear at high engine temperatures and protects vital engine parts. So next time you change oil, just remember this.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Seems only fitting now to take a music break, just like we always do on Monitor. Sort of ties things together. Hope you like it.
Put your head on my shoulder. We'll see.
Now, once again, the sound of your message on monitor. Next, a monitor travel safety tip. When driving on America's new superhighways and you miss your exit, never, ever back up. Continue to the next regular exit. Say, do you know all you need to know about motor oil? Listen.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline.
Yes, all you need to know about motor oil is it's Valvoline, because Valvoline is the high-performance motor oil that's race-proofed for your car.
All you need to know about motor oil, it's Valvoline. Valvoline, it's Valvoline.
Well, there you have it. NBC Radio's Monitor, just the right showcase for the Valvoline Oil Company. This is Gene Rayburn saying so long and happy listening.
Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find Monitor on NBC.
This is the NBC Radio Network.